You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Morning show host Joel Karnick spoke with Maxine Kilger and George Faltanowski with the Butternut Historical Society about their upcoming celebrations during Butternut Pioneer Days.
This is the third year we're doing it. The first year we did it, Bob Bessie's tunes that he had written in the 1950s, and most people were not familiar with most of the tunes, but except for one, which was Eventide, which was recorded by the pianist Roger Williams. I'm sure he recorded The right. Autumn Leaves Drift By Your Window, and then he recorded that one. But yeah. Bob had written like several other songs, and I had done that the first year, and then, well, I didn't want to do it second year, so we just... Last year we did some old songs, different types of songs. So I did some of like the big band era. Well, our population is aging and nobody knows big band sounds anymore. Mm-hmm. So yeah. This year I'm just going to do classic country.
Oh, classic country, right up our alley. All right.
Right up your alley, yeah.
All right. So that'll be, what time we start that on Saturday?
About 1, yeah.
About 1 o'clock?
Yeah. Okay. And we're going to give prizes up there. I was thinking what to give, you know, but we were thinking about giving a recliner, but, you know, we can't afford it.
We took that from you. Sorry, George. Sorry about that.
So I thought, well, maybe we'll just give $2 bills because they're kind of scarce. I thought they were scarce, but I went to the bank and says, we got a lot of them.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just going to let them play a song, and as soon as somebody knows it, they just raise their hand, and if they got it right, $2 richer.
So. $2 bill.
$2 bill, yeah.
And we're holding it right there at the
There's a piano in there. It probably needs a little tuning. So, I mean, if you come there, don't blame me. Blame the piano.
That's so always the only excuse.
Right at the Butternut Historical Society building right there in Butternut. Find Fanatical Fish. And you can go a couple doors north, and there you are. Right there.
There's so many musical people in Butternut because I don't know if that is something genetic or what, but, boy, they can name those tunes. There are certain people that, like, oh, my gosh, when they walk in, they're going to probably be the person winning the most $2 bills.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know who I mean, George.
Oh, yeah. We might have to limit them to one $2 bill and then and then share the wealth with other people, right?
Somehow, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's always a lot of fun. Yeah. So 1 o'clock Saturday, if you want to have a little fun and name that tune, George will be down there playing.
Oh, and just another thing about the Fanatical Fish. They'll be having a whole bunch of people there that sell a lot of crafts and things. Really, really interesting crafts.
So Fanatical Fish, their annual kind of art fair is Saturday and probably Sunday too.
Don't think so.
Most of it's Saturday. Yeah. So be sure to stop into Fanatical Fish and check
absolutely.
That out.
Right.
And probably have some stuff outside there too.
Be out on the sidewalk right up to the curb.
Once again, this all kicks off Saturday at 1 p.m. over at the Butternut Historical Society. And this fuller interview can be found online at 98QCountry.com under podcasts. Morning show host Joel Karnick spoke with Craig Calzavard and Danny Lambert about the upcoming first annual canine trap shoot.
So we have two canines. We have had them for about 6 or 7 years now.
Okay.
I believe 2019 might have been the first year we got our dog. That was Canine Dixon. And then we have Canine Kane. I am the handler for Canine Kane. Lieutenant Joe Janik is the handler for Canine Dixon. We're working both opposite shifts, so there should always be a dog on to help protect the community, whether it's locating people, locating drugs, deterring criminal activity.
All right. And they're able to do multiple tasks, many of the canine dogs, is that right?
Yes.
All right. So, how often is a canine dog used? Like, let's say in a month, how often would you say that the dog is being put to use?
I guess it all depends on your call volume. Sometimes in a month that's used spare.
Yeah.
As if we're going from call to call, sometimes it's used very frequent. I mean, I've had times where I've used them 6-7 times a night.
We also inquired about where people can sign up for this event.
So they can sign up on the online sign up, or they can stop at the sheriff's office or either of the police departments, Phillips or Park Falls, that both have sign ups. There's going to be individual awards for Top Shot for adult and runner up, as well as junior Top Shot and runner up.
Okay.
So under 18 is junior, and then adult obviously is adult. The registration includes 2 rounds of trap and the free T-shirts.
Okay.
So they'll shoot their 2 rounds of traps. If it has to go to a shoot off, they'll do like a sudden death style shoot off, just to determine who's Top Shot and who's runner up.
Okay. All right. And what time does it all start on Saturday then?
10 a.m.
10 o'clock, 10 to 4. But register ahead of time. That's a good idea, right?
Preferably, yes.
Preferably. Yep. If you have to last minute, that's fine, but preferably. So let's talk to those who maybe aren't trap shooters, but they want to support our puppies here, our canines, and want to support the event. How can they do it?
There's absolutely welcome to show up. There's going to be plenty of things to go on there. There's going to be a food truck there. Fat Daddy's Ice Cream is going to be having ice cream and food as well. There'll be the canine merchandise. We have our T-shirts for both Dixon and Kane, and the little plush dogs for sale there. There's going to be canine demonstrations, and then just everybody in the community that hopefully is going to be there.
All right.
We'll also have some raffles and a 50-50 going on as well.
Once again, this is taking place Saturday from 10 to 4 over at 1039 North Airport Road in Phillips. I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers coming home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, a good West Coast trip for the Brewers, winning 5 of their 6 games. Yesterday, 17 hits in a 10-2 victory over the Mariners. Bryce Terang went 3 out of 5 with 3 runs batted in. Manager Pat Murphy.
Terang, you know, responded with some hits, a lot of good performances. Ortiz, really good, played good defense, relentless, kind of stayed with it, scored in a bunch of different innings. That's what it takes.
The Brewers at home tomorrow night against the Marlins. NFL, the Packers training camp underway. The players getting their first look at their new state-of-the-art locker room.
Oh, man, I was amazed. Obviously, we, you know, knew all throughout OTAs that they've been building this new locker room and putting a lot of work into it. I mean, this is completely different than, obviously, the locker room we were in before, and it's very cool. So very high-tech, you know, everything's very nice in here. So we're definitely blessed to be in here.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The music industry is mourning the death of Ozzy Osbourne. Tributes from fellow musicians, including his former band Black Sabbath, the band Osbourne helped found but was also asked to leave due to substance abuse issues in 1979. Osbourne later joined the band for reunion tours about 10 years ago, and they played together just a few weeks ago, which was Osbourne's final show. Ozzy passed away Tuesday at the age of 76 after struggling with health issues for years. More music news, Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham are obviously up to something. Last week, they both posted on Instagram the lyrics to the song Frozen Love, with Nicks posting "And If You Go Forward" and Buckingham finishing the lyric "I'll Meet You There." Speculation, according to Yahoo Entertainment, is that they are re-releasing Buckingham Nicks, their album from 1973, a prior work to them joining Fleetwood Mac. More rumors have been fueled now that a billboard is up on Sunset Boulevard near the studio where the album was recorded. Subtle stuff. Another potential big-time blockbuster hits the big screen this weekend at your local theaters. Fantastic Four: First Steps is the latest mega movie summer release, and reviews are pretty good. The film, which stars Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, and the Bears' Ebon Moss-Bacharach, is currently pulling an 87% certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're wondering about the plot, well, I don't want to spoil it, but let's just say there's a lot of superhero-type stuff happening. If you're tired of franchise or superhero films and want a good scare, you have two options this weekend. The first has only one review, and it is negative. It stars Pete Davidson, and the early buzz is, it wouldn't surprise me if the movie poster read, "Don't get your hopes up." The second is called Together, and it is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Together stars Dave Franco and Alison Brie and follows the story of a couple who decide to move to the country, which sounds great in real life, but in the movies, it is never a good idea. Let's go to the movies. One of the biggest films of the summer is Lilo and Stitch. The film broke a record with a Memorial Day opening of $183 million at the box office. It made over $4 million domestically and $1 billion worldwide. The film is now available to stream on Amazon Prime. You can purchase the film for $30 or rent it for $25. That's how they get you. Lilo and Stitch is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes with audience scores in the 90%. Fun for the whole family. It's been said that imitation is the highest form of flattery. We'll see if Elon Musk is flattered now that Luca Guadagnino has reportedly found an actor to play Musk in his new film Artificial. According to Variety, actor Ike Barinholtz, star of Apple TV's The Studio, will play the former Trump chump in the film, which has been called a comedic drama set in the world of artificial intelligence. Amazon MGM is the studio behind the project, which is still in development. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy this morning. The sun will come out this afternoon. Our high today, right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, 59. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 83. And then the heat and humidity will return with mid to upper 80s by Saturday and Sunday. A few scattered thunderstorms are possible, too. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.